Begin transmission.
Okay. If you take a look at your clock, you will notice that it is in fact 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And right as I was about to start doing this, guess who decided to come over and visit? Hi, Peppa. And now we gotta get the blanket ready for the cat. Yeah, okay, get on the blankie. There you go. And so now I've got Peppa sitting right here. She's licking the blanket again. Why are you licking the blanket? So crazy. You're such a crazy cat. Oh, so fluffy. Such a good kitty. We all love kitties. Yes, we do. All right, so. Ooh, I got up about 45 minutes ago after having a bizarre dream. I had a couple of bizarre dreams, but the one I remember, I woke up at like 9:30 this morning, then I thought, oh yay, I get to roll over and go back to sleep. Then I had this dream, and it was an extensive dream, but the only part I really remember is the end, where I was trying to use some dry shampoo on my hair. But I don't know what the problem was. I was having some kind of issues, or I couldn't find my brush or something, and then I woke up. And so then after I woke up, I sat here and I checked the TV schedule. Because, as you know, this weekend was the start of football season in England. So I'm waiting for another football game to start here. But it's not on for about another 45 minutes. But more interestingly, I started checking other channels. You know, I had to check to see what else is on, what else is going on, and there's no F1 this weekend because they're on summer break and blah, blah, blah. And of course, I had to check Turner Classic Movies. And, I don't think I can take it. Because guess what day it is today? It's Katharine Hepburn Day. Mary of Scotland, The Philadelphia Story. Suddenly Last Summer, Pat and Mike Bringing Up Baby. Which is kind of okay if you like cats. And I like cats. And then The Desk Set, which is, I don't know, is it a computer hacker movie? It kind of is. If you've never seen it, I highly recommend checking it out. If you can stand, you know, Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. And after a while, I cannot. I can only take so much of listening to Katharine Hepburn. Yul. And then Stage Door, Without Love. There's no foreign movies tonight. The Mad Woman of Chaillot. All Katharine Hepburn. Up until 5 a.m. Usually on Sunday nights, they have foreign films. Last week was Akira Kurosawa, and there was some good stuff last week, but no, not this week. It's what? It's noon now. Noon to 5 a.m., that's what? Noon to midnight, that's 12 hours plus 5, 17 straight hours of Katharine Hepburn. Do we really need that? I don't feel like I do. But luckily, for me, there's something better going on. All night. All day, at least. On channel 131, which is the Comet Network for me and my cable TV system. On the Comet Network today, all day, is Jerry and Sylvia Anderson stuff. And right now we got the early stuff. First, Joe 90 was on. Now, Fireball XL5 is on. And then Stingray. Then Supercar. And then Thunderbirds. Let's see, which Thunderbirds is it? Oh, it's the first one. Thunderbirds, then Thunderbirds Are Go, and then Thunderbirds 6. So I have Jerry and Sylvia Anderson, Super Marionation, all day up until 7 p.m. What do we get at 7 p.m.? Godzilla, King of the Monsters. The first Godzilla movie, unfortunately, it's the American version with Raymond Burr. So we got to see all those scenes spliced in. It's terrible, but it's great at the same time because I love the footage. Some of the footage is just great because I don't know if you've ever seen the first Godzilla movie, but this must have scared the crap out of people. Because this is not the cheesy Godzilla we think of. The cheesy one for kids. The Showa era, kind of goofy costumes and dorky plots and little kids running around. No, this is the first Godzilla, Gojira. And it is terrifying. It's in black and white, which kind of makes it cooler. It's scary as hell, and it takes place mostly at night. You know, all the Godzilla scenes are at night, and so sometimes you can't quite see the monster, and it's just super scary. And he, of course, destroys Tokyo. Oh, it's classic. Classic. So I will probably watch it. You know, my football will be over by then, by quite a bit. And I gotta check for Men in Blazers today and stuff. I gotta do that here in a minute. And so, yeah, Godzilla King of the Monsters runs from 7 until 9. And are we getting excited? Is there going to be another Godzilla movie or another monster movie? Yes, there is another monster movie. But it's Monster from the Surf. An oceanographer has a problem in Hawaii. Features bongo music, surfing, and a seaweed creature. Yeah, that's all you need to know. It's terrible. What's on after that? Well, Strange Invaders, boo, and then just, yeah, junk. Yeah, so, needless to say, I'm obviously watching Fireball XL5 right now. Black and white. Super Marionation. Are we supposed to see the puppet wires? Because we're seeing them. And that's science fiction. Science fiction marionettes. This is awesome. And little Chicky Poo is riding your little space scooter in a cave. Oh, and there's an explosion and she sort of falls over. Too good. But also cheesy. Oh, so anywho. What else am I doing today? I don't know. I went to the store last night, so I'm not going to the store today. Maybe I'll drink some tea. Oh yeah, hot, 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 hot. Too hot. I am drinking hot tea today. I don't know why. Oh, well, because I didn't have any tea made, any iced tea. But I do have some canned tea, but I don't feel like drinking it this early in the morning. And I've started bonding with one of the cashiers at the small store, one of the Rachels, because she likes the same canned tea I do. And she wants to talk about it all the time. Oh, yeah. So where's that gonna go? Who knows? Who knows? Oh, all right. So we've gone to commercial here. Better check a few more things. There's a lot of Brady Bunch on today for some reason. Here's the Brady Bunch movie, and then down on this channel we have Brady Bunch the TV show.
And then the facts of life. Oh, it's just so bad. Okay, what's on 87? Oh no, it looks like Tom Cruise Day on 87. Oblivion, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, then Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. Yep, and then The Simpsons all night until... Oops, somehow I went flying... Hey, what the hell is wrong with my remote control? It's wigging out. Oh, The Simpsons, the TV show, up until 11 p.m. Then The Simpsons, the movie. Ugh. And then the channel goes off the air. Terrible. We gotta check 84 as well. Well, King Kong at 1 a.m., the 70s one. Skiing movies. Oh no, the Naked Guns are all today. Oh no, and Urban Cowboy. Oh no, and Rollerball. Oh, Rollerball, the remake. Starts at 1:19 today on the Movieplex channel, if you happen to have this. I don't think you're going to hear this in time, though. Of course, the only reason to actually watch Rollerball, the remake, is for the first 5 minutes in which we see the main character do some street luge. Street luge. We talk about it a lot here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, street luge. Whatever happened to street luge? It was the sport of the future. It was going to revolutionize extreme sports and the X Games. And we should have street luge in the Olympics. Street luge, yeah. And the worst part of it is, there are people on this planet, just a handful of them, who have gold medals from the X Games in street luge. What an embarrassing contest to win. Oh, look what's here on the History Channel. On the History Channel. Cocaine, History Between the Lines. A chronicle reveals the second most used illicit drug in the United States. Yeah. So apparently on the History Channel, today we have the history of cocaine. Really? Really? They don't have anything... I don't know. Oh my god, down here on TNT is more Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible 3. I got Tom Cruise on like 4 different channels. That's just embarrassing. Oh, what's on E60 today? Oh, I'll pass. Oh, great. Look at these giant wacky talking robots. Oh, I think that one blew up. There's smoke coming out of his head. That doesn't look like a plastic bucket for a head or not at all. Oh, here's an interesting show coming up in half an hour. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss this because I'm going to be watching my football. And I've already seen it anyway. The Last Dukes. Over the centuries, monarchs created dukedoms for various reasons, such as a way to reward a major war hero or acknowledge a king's illegitimate son. The good news is, if you watch that show, you can actually see Blenheim Palace. And speaking of Blenheim Palace, good tea. You know how much I love Blenheim Palace. We've done entire shows about Blenheim Palace here on the Dubious Goals Committee. If you missed any of those shows, well... If you really want to hear it, well, here's the main one. I think I might know which one it is. Email me, tobe@sdf.org. And all you really need to know is that Blenheim Palace is where the Duke of Marlborough lives. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but what was it, 2 days ago? I decided to check my movie streaming service, and I saw that they had The Avengers. Yeah, which Avengers? The British Avengers, not the Marvel comic book Avengers, the British Avengers. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, Tobe, but which British Avengers? The movie one, not the TV show, the movie one with Uma Thurman. Uma. And Ralph, and how do we say his name again? We just say Fiennes? That's not right. Ralph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes is actually royalty or something. I can't remember. His full name is Ralph Fienda Badla Budla Budla Badla of Bladla. I can't remember what it is, but anyway. Yes, the Avengers movies. Also starring Sean Connery as the bad guy. Oh, Jim Broadbent is also in it as Mother. And there's a couple of other people in it. Names you might recognize. And so I decided, oh, I haven't seen this movie in a while, and everybody hated it and thought it was so bad. But I remember seeing it back, I don't know, a long time ago, and I thought it was kind of okay. I kind of liked it because it was weird. And the show Avengers was pretty weird, and so they made the movie weird, but I can see why nobody liked this film, and I tried to watch it. I tried. And of course, you know, they go to the bad guy's house. They're not sure he's the bad guy yet. They go to Sean Connery's stately home as the character August De Winter. Oh. Sir August De Winter. And what house did they use? If you guessed Blenheim Palace, you are correct. I mean, as soon as they were driving up the driveway, the long road, they're a mile out and looking away from it, and I recognized the road. I'm like, oh, they're going to Blenheim. Sure enough, they went to Blenheim, and we see Blenheim Palace in the film, and it's awesome. It's awesome. And you know what? I hate to say this, but it's true. And I do believe in verisimilitude. I fell asleep during the movie. Because, yeah, I'm watching it, and yeah, the dialogue is good, and the dialogue is very much like the TV show, but yeah, Americans aren't going to get it. And then there's the weird teddy bear costume stuff, but that has to do with the show. That's the way the show used to be, and now blah, blah, blah. And needless to say, I fell asleep. And I woke up an hour and 15 minutes later. The movie was over, and I didn't bother to go back and watch the rest of it. Oh, I feel terrible. Oh, yeah. Yum, 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 yum. Yummy tea. It's very hot still. You gotta take the lid off. Whew, so good. The tea, not the movie. But the movie is great for all the cool clothes. Oh, and John Steed's car. Oh, I want that old Bentley. It's so cool. And of course, Mrs. Peel, she drives around in that E-Type a couple times. And so there's cool cars in it. If you like cool cars. I'm not really a car guy, but sometimes there's some cool ones. You know how it is. Why am I gunning? Anywho. Oh, look what else is on in 23 minutes. The Jerk, starring Steve Martin. That's funny, but didn't we watch that last month? I think so. Oh, and look what I'm missing. I'm missing the 2018 FIFA U20 Williams Women's World Cup. So basically, it's teenage girls in the World Cup. We're having a World Cup for teenage girls, and it's in France. France. From Rabin Stadium in Vin, Brittany, France. En France. It's in France. 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 That's a pretty good French accent you have there, Tobe. En France. France. To speak French, you have to make it go out your nose. You got to get that sinus cavity resonating if you want to speak French. And that's why I'm terrible at it. That's why I'm terrible at it. Say terrible. Oui. Je sais. All right. So, we've gone through the entire TV schedule, I think. My sinuses are starting to clear up. That's good. I don't have to go to the store today. Don't have to check my mail today. Oh, and here comes Pippa. She's coming back. Hi, baby. Oh, hello. That's a nice meow. She just said meow. I don't know if you heard that. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm getting the head butt on my back, on my shoulder. She's up on the... You want to do some kitty stuff on the banky again? Okay, here you go. So now we got to sit up. We got to put the banky back over my legs so I don't get kitty clawed to death. All right. Are you jumping in here? There we go. Good kitty jumps. Yes, you're a good baby. So here we have the cat. Once again. Who, I don't know, did you wake me up this morning? Were you chewing on a plastic bag again this morning? For some reason, my cat likes to chew on this one plastic bag. It's kind of thick. And there she goes. Apparently, we're not doing kitty stuff today. Going back into the... Wait, did I fill... Yeah, I filled up her food bowl, yes, last night. I remember. Oh, I just remembered another part of my dream, or the first dream I had last night, or whatever. God, what was that about? First of all, you need to know that yesterday during the day, I was watching videos on YouTube by a guy named Jared Dines. Jared Dines is another one of these YouTube guitar guys. And he's funny, and he's extraordinarily skilled, and I was just watching him because he was entertaining me. Yeah, and so I had this dream that my parents were having some kind of music event at their house. And this is not uncommon in real life. As you know, my parents are, in fact, musicians. Now that they're retired, that's kind of their main thing. And my parents do belong to a lot of music clubs, and my parents do host concerts at their house sometimes, and this was one of those deals. And I went over to my parents' house, and there was a couple of hundred people there, including Jared Dines and some of his contingent. And I went over there and I was like, oh. And I was kind of like excited. Oh, I want to see Jared Dines play guitar. And I got there and I was talking to old Jared. And this is the weird part that I can't remember. He wanted some specific kind of food. And he said to me, do you have a blank blank restaurant? And I was like, yeah. And I reached under a bed and I grabbed a phone book and I was trying to look stuff up. It didn't make any sense. And there's all these people at my house and my car somehow got blocked in. And there was all these cars and my parents had this like triple huge garage. And it was all very bizarre. And I never did find that restaurant for whatever strange kind of food we were looking for. And I never got to see slash hear Jared Dines play guitar. Good tea today. Good tea. Oh, and we have moved on in our TV. Now Stingray is on. Full Color. Super Marionation by Jerry and Sylvia Anderson. 1962. A little bit before my time. It's that old. Oh. Yeah, so for some reason I've been watching a lot of these metal guitarists do stuff on YouTube. And I've said it once, and I'll say it again, I'm not a metal guy, but I do appreciate virtuosity in any musical instrument, or on any musical instrument. But after a while, you know, these guitar guys, these guitar heads who are so into guitar and are absolutely, you know, crazy good and virtuosos. It's like, geez, once you get that good, where do you go? What do you do? How is music even interesting to you anymore? If you can play everything, if you can play all the notes, and if you have such a command of the fretboard, what's the challenge? How is it even fun anymore? I don't know. That's what I would love to ask these guys. A lot of people think I'm some kind of expert at playing musical instruments, or that I'm some kind of great musician, and I'm not. I'm a horrible musician. But the difference between me and your typical virtuoso is anybody who's a virtuoso on one instrument is only a virtuoso on that single instrument. You know, to be that good at any given musical instrument, that's the only thing you can do. Meaning, if you want to be that good, you have to concentrate on only playing that instrument all the time. Now, me, I took a different approach in my life. Instead of being great at one instrument, I'd rather be mediocre at all the instruments. And I'll tell you one reason why. One, I'm lazy. I'll tell you another reason why. Two, lay people can't tell the difference. Like, if you were to put me up against MJT, who is an incredible guitar player, MJT, our favorite guitarist here on SDF, he's great. He can play anything on guitar. You ask anybody, they will tell you, I can also play guitar. But the truth is, I can only play like 3 chords on a guitar, maybe 4 chords on a guitar. And just because I can knock out some pop tune, people think, oh, look, Tobe can play guitar. Lay people cannot tell the difference between somebody who is only mediocre at an instrument compared to somebody who is great at an instrument. You have to be able to play the instrument yourself to appreciate somebody who is great at it. And so that's the truth. That's one of the big Tobe secrets in life. I'm a terrible musician, but I think it's fun, and that's why I don't become a virtuoso, because I don't want to have to spend so much time playing music that it's not fun anymore. I like to do things that are fun, like the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Yes, we have run out of time. I gotta do stuff. I got football coming up in 10 minutes, plus more Thunderbirds. So, bye-bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.